You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I am your host, Ethan Smith, who always does the most. I hope you guys are having a great Friday, March 5th, as the first week of spring training has been pretty fun to watch as a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. We've seen some ups, we've seen some downs, we've seen some stuff that was kind of expected, and we're seeing some things that were a little unexpected. Now, obviously, as I go into this podcast today on takeaways from the first week of spring training, keep in mind we've seen six spring training games, or five, sorry, six today. If you're listening to this before the Pirates take on the Philadelphia Phillies today on Friday, March 5th. But you have to look into something like this as kind of a grain of salt, but we could still have fun talking about it. But it's spring training. I wouldn't like take any of my takeaways to the like betting hall and say this is definitely going to happen or this is going to happen. But guess what, man? We're here to have fun at Locked On Pirates, a part of the Locked On Sports Network, your team every day. So I'm going to break down some of my takeaways from the first five games. I have been able to listen and watch to all of them, not particularly live. As many of you guys saw over on Twitter at Locked On Pirates, I was able to live tweet the Orioles game. I will be live tweeting the Phillies game today as well. I do have another job, obviously, so sometimes it is a little difficult for me to do that, but you guys seemed like you liked when I did it, so I'm going to try to keep that moving. But to start off on takeaways, we're going to start on the positive side of things. And I'm going to start with positives for the hitting side of things for position players and just how the position players are playing. Ke'Bryan Hayes is a good baseball player. We're going to beat that horse into the ground. Like that's just something I'm going to say until I improve otherwise. Through three games, he's played three games. He has eight at bats, four hits, two doubles, one triple, two RBIs, one base on balls. That sounds amazing, right? I mean, obviously, it's only three games. But every time this kid has hit the baseball so far in spring training, I mean, he's just been ripping the cover off of the ball, man. Like, ripping it off. And you have to also keep in mind that the one thing that everybody kept saying about Ke'Bryan Hayes and what was going on was we were just getting a very solid defensive third baseman and we didn't know when his bat was going to be ready. This kid's bat is ready. And a part of betonline.ag, who is actually one of our sponsors here at the Locked On Sports Network, Hayes right now is the favorite to win NL Rookie of the Year. And honestly, the only two guys I think that could even beat him out for that or at least contend for it are going to be Dylan Carlson of the St. Louis Cardinals and Sixto Sanchez of the Miami Marlins. And I don't think either of them beats him out for it. I had that hot take on my NL Central crossover for Monday. Go back and check that out if you haven't. But Ke'Bryan Hayes has looked amazing. I mean, you're getting good defense out of him. Can his bat remain consistent? Right now, I mean, based on what I've seen in three games and nine plate appearances, yeah, it looks like it can. And then we talked about last week, we talked about the middle infield and how that battle was going to go. And I think Kevin Newman himself has already kind of cemented himself a spot up there. I know it's like only five games in and things can happen, but Kevin Newman threw three games and six at-bats, has four hits and three bases on balls, and he's just been playing great defensively. I mean, like, right now when you look at the team in terms of like when you actually, we'll go back to players because I'm looking at the stats as I'm looking with you guys. But it's crazy because the thing is you still have all these middle infielders, right? You have Kevin Newman, who is listed as a second baseman on MLB.com in the Pirates roster. Eric Gonzalez, who's also played pretty well himself. He has a one home run, two RBIs, and a .500 average in three games. Him and Newman both have the same at-bats. But it wouldn't surprise me if you got to see Newman and Eric Gonzalez in there at the same time and just flip-flopping shortstop and second. We saw it in a spring training game. And then, I mean, you still can't write off the idea of O'Neal Cruz being in there as a shortstop. Cole Tucker right now is currently injured, so he is kind of losing some of his credibility in the position battle. But if you had to ask me on opening day which middle infield I would want, it would be Kevin Newman and Eric Gonzalez. And there's a reason for that, is because they're producing. They're both good middle infield defenders. Yes, I know Adam Frazier's still on the roster, but we have not seen Adam Frazier do anything this spring. Like, we just haven't. Like, he's just been hurt. I mean, he's done live BP against Richard Rodriguez, but that's all we've gotten. And I also still expect Frazier to be traded. So what I think this is going to end up being is you're going to have Gonzalez and Newman in the middle infield with Tucker being their backup, which is not a bad thing to have. And then, I mean, you still have Wilmer Defoe as well. But now we move to yet another fun thing. And I'm going to talk about him again in kind of another part of this podcast. But O'Neal Cruz, he's only has one hit and seven at-bats. He's starting kind of slow hitting-wise, but we've seen him in center field and in shortstop. As a center fielder, he hasn't looked bad. As a shortstop, he's made some good plays. I mean, he's very good defensively, and I know there was this fun stat I saw that him playing in center field the other day made him the second active player at 6'7", along with Aaron Judge, to play in center field. And then, if we stay in the outfield, I'll get more into Cruz in the next segment, one of the segments. Gregory Polanco, I think, is one of the expecteds. I mean, he has one home run and five RBIs and a .250 average with three strikeouts. It's kind of expected from what we know. Like, he's going to either strike out or hit the baseball hard. That's just where it is. But, I mean, when you talk about who your power hitters are in this lineup, you also have to include Todd Frazier at this point because he leads the team in home runs with two home runs in the his three games of spring training. So you have to include that. But, I mean, there's a lot of positives right now. I mean, even Anthony Alford is doing okay. Brian Goodwin has been doing good. O'Neal Cruz has also been doing pretty well. We've been seeing some Will Craig. Nick Gonzalez has made a couple of appearances. But those are my first few takeaways. And, I mean, I would bet that, like, these takeaways are going to be very different. Just like you should check on betonline.ag. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. And when we come back, segment two, we'll just call it segment two, will be more about the takeaways I've seen from the pitching staff. And this is going to be where some stuff gets a little interesting, and we will be right back. Alrighty, guys, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I am once again your host, Ethan Smith, and I hope you guys are having a fabulous Friday, March 5th. And now we're going to talk about some of the takeaways I've seen from the pitching staff. And I'm going to start really, really hard. David Bednar looks really good, guys. Like, I mean, I saw him pitch the other day, and you really look into what he was doing, man. He was just throwing the ball, man. Like, heaving it. We acquired David Bednar from the good old San Diego Padres in the Jameson Taillon trade, and he's a Lafayette, PA native. So he's a native from around the area. So looking at his stats to start off for the 26-year-old, I mean, two games, two innings pitched, five strikeouts in those two innings pitched with no runs given up. I mean, he looked good. And I think he's going to be a very solid option in the bullpen if we can make it a possibility. And, I mean, there's a lot of guys right now who have not given up runs so far. Obviously, we've only seen five games, but those names also include Steven Brault, who's probably going to be one of the guys up there in terms of starting pitchers. He'll either be one or two, more than likely, or number three. You also have Will Crow, who's looked pretty decent as well. Clay Holmes has done pretty decent for himself. Tyler Anderson, another pickup in the offseason by the Pittsburgh Pirates, was the only pitcher so far this spring to pitch more than one inning. He did so in a decent fashion. I mean, he pitched two innings, gave up three hits, one run, one earned run. I mean, he looked okay. He didn't look like he was going to, like, light a fire under anyone. But if you look at who's given up the most hits, Sean Poppin has given up four. Mitch Keller now is where we're going to get into some things. We all know we want Mitch Keller to do well. He's only played in one game so far with one inning pitched. In that one inning, he gave up three runs, two earned runs, or three hits, two earned runs. I mean, again, it's only one game. I just hope that Mitch Keller can get it going this year, like I really do. But if you look at who's logged the most innings pitched so far, it's a tie between a lot of guys with two. We've seen a lot of Kyle Crick. We've seen a lot of Carson Fulmer, who has not looked that great. We've seen a lot of Sam Howard. He's looked pretty good. We've seen a lot of Tashaun Cheverry. We've seen two innings pitched from him. He's looked pretty good. He was another pickup by the Pittsburgh Pirates this year. But you have to look into it as in terms of, like, pitching is something you have to evaluate over weeks, not really games. But if you also, I like to look at strikeouts as a kind of thing that's really fun to look at. And right now, David Bednar leads the squad with five. Sam Howard leads right behind him, actually, with four. You have a multitude of guys. Tyler Anderson, Chad Kuhl, Shea Spitzbarth, and James Marvel all with three. Kyle Crick, Clay Holmes, and Braden Ogle with two. And then a bunch of guys with one. But ironically, Blake Wyman is the only guy who has seen a game, but he did not get a full inning pitched. He only pitched, I believe, or actually did get one inning pitched. He just didn't strike anyone out. And for Mitch Keller to only have one strikeout and give up three hits is kind of disappointing. But again, it's just one of those things that you really have to look at. He's still young. He's had 2 years, but they've been the worst, like, 2 years to start in the majors probably of any player, like, ever, like, has had to experience. But, I mean, I kind of think we know the pitching staff is going to probably be the weak point of this team. It's just, I want to talk about this next week when we come back with the episodes on Monday, but I'm going to get into it a little bit now. The Pirates may explore a six-man rotation this year just because last year so many pitchers just didn't get a lot of pitching because of the shortened year, and I'm not expecting any guys to pitch over 150 innings this year. I just don't expect it. And I mean, if you have six guys in the rotation, that opens up a lot of possibilities for a lot of younger guys to get time. Like, I mean, I've already included Tyler Anderson, Chad Kuhl, Stephen Brault, and Mitch Keller in there. But then you could see a guy like Miguel Yajure, who was picked up from the Yankees trade as a fifth or sixth option in pitcher. JT Brubaker is another guy in there as well. Even Will Crow could be in there also. So it gives you a little more options. Like, I mean, and I would be okay with it for the most part, just because, I mean, you kind of want to evaluate as many pitchers as possible. And if you can have a six-man rotation, I think that's what they would do, and I think that's what they should do. But again, we still have an entire spring to figure that out. Some of the negatives are kind of just dust in the wind right now because, I mean, no pitcher has pitched more than two innings. Now, moving into the week, we will probably see some guys pitch a little bit more. Not a lot more, but a little bit more. And, I mean, the pitching staff, again, was just not great. I mean, it was okay last year. It wasn't great, obviously. I don't think it's going to be great again this year. More or less, you're going to be looking for the Pirates in terms of pitching. You're going to be looking to see how Carmen Majinski, Brennan Malone, guys like that, Tanaj Thomas, how those guys are doing in the minors this year, as well as if the Pirates decide to move forward with a pitcher in the first-year player draft. And, I mean, it would be nice to, like, see some, like, pitchers get up there and make some splashes and stuff, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Also, before we get into segment three, which is where I'm going to talk about some more things that we could be seeing in towards of spring training, today on the Locked On Today podcast, Big Ben is back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Many of you are Pittsburgh fans, so I hope you're also Steelers fans and are excited by that. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get those podcasts. And we're covering everything you need to know about the Pittsburgh Pirates, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with the Locked On Today podcast. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and we will be right back. And welcome back, guys, once again to Locked On Pirates. In this segment, we're going to probably talk about what I think is going to happen for the rest of spring training and what we can be looking forward to moving into the regular season. But before I get into that, fantasy baseball is right around the corner. Fantasy Baseball Addicts, you now have a new resource to help give you an advantage in your leagues, Locked On Fantasy Baseball. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analyst Scott Cullen, who uses data and nearly two decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Season-long fantasy, dynasty leagues, DraftKings, Locked On Fantasy Baseball covers it all. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast wherever you get your podcasts. So, we have seen again five games. We get to see number six later today against the Philadelphia Phillies. But what can we expect from the Pittsburgh Pirates throughout the final parts of spring training, like everything else? I think the closer role is, this is where I'm going to start. I think the closer role in the bullpen is not decided. Most people have coined Richard Rodriguez as the guy. I think David Bednar could also be up there as a guy that could contend with him. We still also do not know who the middle infield is going to be. I would expect it to be Kevin Newman and Eric Gonzalez. If Adam Frazier does stay, I know he'll get some spot as well. And I think Cole Tucker and Wilmer Defoe will be on the outside looking in. Gregory Polanco, we'll move into him a little bit. He still is possessing the good power that we have, but can we expect him to have a good year and possibly trade him and get something for him in the final year of his contract? That's a big thing as well. Colin Moran has looked very good as well. He's been doing pretty well at first base. What can we expect from the prospects in the rest of spring? Nick Gonzalez will likely be still getting some at-bats. Cal Mitchell, guys like that. Jiwon Bae, we've seen a lot of him. O'Neill Cruz, can he play the center field spot like Derek Shelton has been kind of doing in the first couple of games? Can Key Brian Hayes be consistent with his bat over the course of a 162-game year? Jacob Stallings, are we going to have a good catcher behind him in case he gets injured? Are we going to rely on Joe Hudson or Tony Walters or Michael or Perez? There's a lot of questions still for the Pittsburgh Pirates, for like a lot of teams. I mean, the Pirates, of course, are a rebuilding squad. And it's very interesting because you don't really know what direction this team's going to go into until probably May or June. And you guys are going to be along the ride for me. I know you will. And also some fun news along some other things. We all heard that PNC actually will now be the home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. PNC Park will be the name for the next 10 years. And there's been a lot of fun things. Like, if you look at anything right now in terms of Pirates news, it's all about O'Neill Cruz playing center field. He's kind of the centerpiece of what's going on in news. You hear about David Bednar, Tyler Anderson, how he did. Key Brian Hayes ripping the cover off the ball. There's a lot of things going on. But you guys are going to be along for the ride. I will be as well, and hopefully be able to answer these questions for you at some point. Again, my name is Ethan Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at @MVP_Ethan. You can follow this podcast at Locked On Pirates on Twitter for all of your Pittsburgh Pirate needs. This is your host, Ethan Smith, a part of the Locked On Sports Network. Your Pirates, your team every day. And you guys have a great weekend.